WCRI's Festival Series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to WCRI's presentation of the Newport Music Festival. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the Newport Music Festival. And Pamela, we are on episode number 18 already.
Unbelievable. And we weathered the storm.
Well, several of them. several of them. And now it's time for, hopefully, right around the corner, springtime, right?
I would hope so.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. The sun will come up tomorrow.
Excellent. So I'm glad you're saying that. So we can fast forward through the spring, actually, to the summer.
Oh, all right.
And our 50th anniversary season. So, as we've mentioned in past broadcasts, the theme of the 50th anniversary season of the Newport Music Festival is to honor the legacy of the past while looking to the future. Much of the classical music that we perform currently is by composers who have lived in the past. So I think that audiences may think that all contemporary classical music is somewhat atonal, and they simply won't like it. However, we are thrilled and honored this year that living composer Jake Heggie will be joining us for two concerts this summer. This is the part of our statement looking to the future, because if we don't explore the accessible composers who are living today, then the body of classical music will become a museum. It should also be noted that in the very early years of the Newport Music Festival, living composers like Lee Hoiby and Stefan Lano were invited to premiere their works at the festival. So the festival was extremely forward-looking in its inception and embraced a wide variety of classical music. So I think our listeners this evening will be very pleasantly surprised to not only love the music that we're about to play, but have a deep and immediate connection to the pieces. So I'd love to talk a little bit about Jake Heggie. He has been called by the Wall Street Journal, arguably the world's most popular 21st century opera and art song composer, and Opera News called him the United States Opera's most successful composer, which is pretty
that's pretty big stuff. The Wall Street Journal and Opera News, all right, covering all the bases.
So Jake is the American composer of the operas Dead Man Walking, Moby Dick, It's a Wonderful Life, Great Scott, and Three Decembers, amongst others. The operas have been created with distinguished writers like Terrence McNally and Gene Shear, and have been produced on five continents. In February 2018, Dead Man Walking received its 60th international production at London's Barbican Hall in a semi-stage production starring Joyce DiDonato. So Jake is someone whose pieces have been performed all over the world: Dresden, Vienna, London, Madrid, Sydney. We could go on and on. So in speaking with one of our festival artists, who many of our listeners may know, the incredible Spanish pianist Daniel Del Pino, I mentioned Jake Heggie would be here, and Daniel was amazed. He said Dead Man Walking is now being produced in Barcelona to huge critical acclaim, and he was so excited that he himself is going to get to work with a living composer.
There you go. Gets to meet him in the flesh.
So here at the festival this summer, Jake will be accompanying the incredible mezzo, Friederike von Stade, on Saturday, July 7th at The Breakers, which we covered in a recent broadcast. And the podcast for our listeners is available on classical959.com or at newportmusic.org. Just look for our podcast pages. Before we continue, I do want to thank Susanna and John Laramie for their very generous sponsorship of both the Saturday evening concert with Friederike von Stade and Jake Heggie, as well as Jake's appearance at the Newport Art Museum on Sunday, July 8th. Because of their support, we are able to bring both of these world-renowned artists to Newport for the 50th anniversary season.
That's great. That is going to be a highlight for sure.
Absolutely. So on Saturday, for the Saturday, July 7th concert, for one set in this program, Friederike von Stade, known to her friends as Flicka, and Jake, will be joined by the incredible upcoming mezzo, René Rapier. René will be here for the festival and singing some incredible opera and art song. For part of her training, Renee was selected to be a member of the prestigious Adler program at San Francisco Opera. Mm-hmm. So the set that they will be performing in that concert are three songs written by Jake Heggie. So again, personally as a performer, I cannot impress upon our audiences how unique and special it is to have the composer sitting at the piano performing his own works. You know, we've talked about Leonard Bernstein and Aaron Copland sat at the piano and performed. And this is one of those opportunities for the audience to say, I was there and I experienced Jake Heggie live. So this first set of three songs are from his cycle called Facing Forward, Looking Back, which is perhaps a bit serendipitous because it's exactly what the festival is doing in this 50th anniversary season. Namely, we're looking, facing forward to the future and looking back at the legacy of the past. So there are four duets in this cycle, and they treat the complications of the mother-daughter relationship. So there are different poets who contributed to these pieces, and this first piece is called Mother Wit, and it portrays a daughter looking back at the cruelties of motherly criticism after forgiveness has taken place. The next piece that we'll hear is Mother in the Mirror, and the text is by Armistead Maupin, and it tells of facing memories of a mother who has died, and it's not really mourning as you might expect. And the last piece is actually written by Jake Heggie himself. So he's not only the composer, but also the poet. And he talks about the search for self suggested by the text. And it really demonstrates his compositional skills and his gift for wistful melodies. So we're going to hear these three pieces right now, Mother Wit, Mother in the Mirror, and Facing Forward. They are sung by Friederike von Stade in all three situations with Jake Heggie on piano. In the first two songs, they are joined by Suzanne Graham Mezzo, and in the last song, by Joyce DiDonato Mezzo.
We will listen to those and take a short break and be back with more.
If I could bring her back. saw my mother in the mirror last night, as plain as the nose on my face. She'd been lurking inside me all along, smirking at my disgrace.
Thank you.
We are back. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, talking about the Newport Music Festival. Coming up this summer, some very special events, and we've been talking about a composer named Jake.
That's right. You know, just listening to those three pieces, Mike, it's such a pleasure to hear something in your own language, right? So right. Often we're listening to German and Italian mm-hmm. and French, and here we are where we can understand every word. So I think that makes a tremendous difference as a listener now and, you know, as an audience member this summer.
It's even better for me because you understand most of those Italian or French things, but I do not. So, yeah, I appreciate it very much.
So after this Saturday night concert at the Breakers, the next morning, we're, again, incredibly honored that Jake is going to appear at the Newport Art Museum at 11 o'clock with several of our artists who will be singing some of his art songs, and he's going to comment and answer questions from the audience.
Now, that's an amazing opportunity, because if you sometimes would go somewhere to see an artist, you're going to be in a place like the Providence Performing Arts Center, right. And you're a mile and a half from them. The Newport Art Museum is not that big, so you're going to be up close and personal.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I have to say that as a singer, personally, I've worked with numerous living composers, and they can often be a bit dictatorial. They have a very fixed vision of what they want, and it can be quite a long process to understand their view of how they want the voice or any other instrument to be used in portraying their music. And in working with Jake, I've had quite the opposite experience. Not only is he one of the nicest people you would ever want to meet, but he is completely open to discussion on his works, and he's very collaborative. So it's really a pleasure to be presenting his works this summer. So I'd love to talk a little bit more about Jake Heggie, besides the fact that he's an incredible gentleman and a delightful colleague. He's currently at work on If I Were You, a new opera that was commissioned by the Marola Opera Program for the summer of 2019. He has written over 300 art songs, choral, chamber music, orchestral works. He's a Guggenheim Fellow, and he's mentor for Washington National Opera's American Opera Initiative. He's been the recipient of the Champion Award from the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus in a private concert that featured a performance by the great Patti LuPone. So he's been keynote speakers, he's been guest artist, and he's done master classes at nearly every conservatory in America. So he's also, as we know, celebrated as a composer and a pianist. And I think it's a real indication of how his music is being received when you hear the singers' names who choose to work with him. Kiri Takanawa, Renee Fleming, Talise Trevine, as we've noticed, Joyce DiDonato, Susan Graham, Frederica von Stade, Suzanne Menser, Audra McDonald, Ben Heppner, J. Hunter Morris, Bryn Terfel. The list goes on and on and on. So he works with incredible instrumentalists as well, and directors, stage directors, who have championed his work include Joe Mantello, Francesca Zambello, and Jack O'Brien. So it's just incredible. He is in demand, and the fact that we have him here for 2 days at the festival is such a coup and incredibly exciting. So for, you know, the Sunday morning program, when I told Jake that it was going to be in an art museum, he said, well, you know, Pamela, I've written a lot of songs based on beautiful paintings and objects and artists. So let me create a program for you based on works in art museums. So here we are going to be in an art museum listening to pieces that were created by the composer, with the composer there, about art museums. So again, you can see the genius and the generosity of Jake's way of thinking about presenting his music. So we're now going to listen to a couple of pieces from that program, which will be on Sunday, July 8th. That program will feature soprano Alexandra Batsios and baritone Trevor Neal, plus our pianists Daniel Del Pino and Ilya Kazantsev. So we're going to hear two pieces. The first one is Waterstone from his song cycle Rise and Fall. And this was inspired by sculptures and artifacts from the Sackler collections at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And then we're going to hear a song from his other song cycle called A Question of Light, for baritone and piano, that was based on artworks in the permanent collection of the Dallas Museum of Art called Watch. So I wanted to share a few words by Jake Heggie on these two song cycles. These are his words on Rise and Fall, from which Waterstone, that first song that we're going to listen to, is taken. Gene and I composed a cycle which gave voice to famous sculptures by Henry Moore, Picasso, and others. We decided to continue that idea in Rise and Fall by describing four episodes in a woman's life through art objects at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. Waterstone is about falling in love and was inspired by a shimmering water sculpture by Noguchi. And then with A Question of Light, A Question of Light was inspired by six major artworks in the permanent collection of the Dallas Museum of Art. Commissioned by the Dallas Opera for its 2011 gala, the songs are a tribute to the legendary and beloved Dallas philanthropist, Margaret McDermott. The stories Gene created in his poems do not necessarily relate to events in the artist's lives or to what one sees immediately in the painting. They are deeply personal responses to the art. So what emerged is, who are you? It's all a question of the light in which one sees the painting and how that reflects what we see in ourselves. So we're now going to listen to Talise Stravine with Jake Heggie on piano, sing Waterstone, and Nathan Gunn baritone, again with Jake Heggie on piano, sing Watch.
The ravages of nature's wounds.
pushing, leading, following, insisting, forgiving, living, returning.
Have all the time in the world waiting.
Welcome back once again to our special program on the Newport Music Festival, the highlight of music in the area this summer.
Thank you.
And Pamela Pantos is here. I'm Mike Mano. And Pamela has been talking about Jake Heggie, who is a living composer that will be at the festival this summer, which is rather unique. And that's just one of the events that happens during this amazing summertime festival. But it's not just summer. There's been events right along. Some of them been sold out.
Yes, all of them actually thus far this year. Pretty exciting.
And we have one more coming up April 14th, which is probably two tickets left. But
well, you know, we do have this one coming up on March 24th, which is unfortunately sold out, the Hermitage Piano Trio. But as you said, we have one concert left in our chamber music series, which is on Saturday, April 14th at 7 p.m., at the Channing Unitarian Church here in Newport, and it will feature two very beloved festival artists, Göran Markusson, flute, and Tim Carey, piano, and they have a wonderful program of Debussy, Gobert, Cornusson, a lot of French music, and it's going to be absolutely lovely, and the $40 price includes not only a concert, but a really nice reception as well, and we've had such incredible response this year, people saying that they've really enjoyed how these concerts are more than just a concert. They're really experiences. And they've gotten to meet the artists themselves. The artists come on stage. They talk to the audience about the pieces. So I think it's become something that people are really looking forward to.
It's always a lot of fun when you can put a face with the name and listen to them talk about their work. That's a great opportunity. If you'd like to get tickets, you can still do so by going to the website, which is newportmusic.org, correct?
Absolutely. Newportmusic.org, yes.
All right. And you can do that for any of the festival events this summer. So go online, check it out. There's so much to see and listen to. It certainly is worth your time. Well, let's get back to Jake Heggie.
Well, I know we don't have too much time left, but I do want to talk about the second half of the program on the July 8th concert this summer. We are so fortunate to have such talented soloists perform at the Newport Music Festival as ensembles. The second half of this program will be the song cycle, Camille Claudel, based on the life of the artist by the same name, who was an outstanding sculptor, and she was the companion of Rodin.
Oh, okay.
So this piece is being performed by mezzo and string quartet and will feature René Rapier and our wonderful string quartet, Stephanie Chase and Irina Murasano on violin, Luke Fleming on viola, and Sergei Antonov on cello. And Sergei was here just a couple weeks ago with his trio, the Hermitage Piano Trio.
And we'll have our audience will have a little more to listen to about him next month.
So. Absolutely. Yeah. So this piece is absolutely fascinating. It's called Camille Claudel Into the Fire. And it, in Heggie's words, it tells the life of the brilliant French sculptor Camille Claudel, who lived from 1864 to 1943. And she was little known prior to the landmark film about her life, which was released in 1988. She was a creative genius at a time when a woman was rarely taken seriously on her own, and usually only in connection with a man. For Claudel, that was Rodin, the great sculptor, her mentor, her teacher, her lover. They had a stormy romance, warring egos, clashing genius. She made bold life choices, and he had a lot of broken promises. At the end of her life, she entered in mental illness, and she had a 30-year confinement in a remote asylum. But this cycle is really remarkable. It tells the whole story in the past. And it was written for the great Joyce DiDonato and the Alexander String Quartet in celebration of the quartet's 30th anniversary. The piece was written again by Gene Scheer, that incredible librettist. He wrote the poetry for the cycle, and it was all taken from her letters and journals, including the very first line of the cycle, which we're going to hear this evening. Much of the melodic material comes from this setting, and as Jake wrote, Debussy's G minor string quartet holds the strongest influence over the vocabulary of the cycle. The composer Debussy was a close friend of Claudel, and he kept a copy of her sculpture, La Valse, on his mantle. So we are to celebrate the life of this great female artist and to get the audience in the mood for a French-flavored set of art songs this summer at the concert in intermission. We will be serving champagne and a little pâtisserie at the intermission. And this is because, again, of the generosity of Susanna and John Laramie, our sponsors for Jake Heggie and Frederica von Stade this summer. There's a great deal more information on Camille Claudel and the artist for this program on our website, newportmusic.org. So we are going to close with two excerpts from this song cycle, Camille Claudel, Into the Fire. We're going to hear the first piece of the cycle entitled Prelude, Awakening, Rodin, and the second piece entitled La Petite Châtelaine. Again, here it is performed by the incomparable Joyce DiDonato and the Alexander String Quartet. I want to say thank you for listening to this very special program that is so near and dear to my heart. And please enjoy these stunningly beautiful pieces that you will have the opportunity to experience live on Sunday, July 18th, 2018 at the Newport Art Museum and meet the great living composer, Jake Heggie.
Pamela, thank you for your passion in bringing this to our audience. We'll see you all next time with the Newport Music Festival. Thank you.
the shadows. You don't want me to see. You don't want me to find. In the clay I search with my fingers to uncover something
you
as he said and returned you to clay. Oh, how could I bleed such a blessing away? Now I'm forever alone with my children of stone. La petite châtelaine, can you hear my voice? The voice of your
thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.